You just let someone go. Maybe it was a tough call, poor performance, bad attitude, just not the right fit. Maybe it was an easy call. They stole from you. They were harassing others. You handled it professionally. Maybe even gave them severance to help soften the blow when it was a tough call. Then you get the letter. They filed for unemployment benefits, and your gut says, wait, can they even do that? Hi, I'm Rami Alijil, and this is Don't HR Alone, the podcast where we help business owners and HR leaders protect their people, their profits, their mission, and their peace of mind with smart, scalable systems. Today's topic is unemployment claims. What really disqualifies someone and how to handle them so you're not blindsided. Because yes, even if you fire someone for misconduct, they could still get paid if you're not paying attention. But if you follow a few key steps, you can protect your business and do it without losing your mind. Let's dig in. So here's the deal. Unemployment claims can hit your budget and your bandwidth. If mishandled, they can lead to higher insurance premiums, unexpected costs, or even legal blowback. But here's the thing. Most employees aren't trying to game the system. They're just confused. It's a confusing system. Employers are too. So in this episode, I'm going to walk you through the top 7 disqualifiers you should know, how to respond to claims with clarity and confidence, and the systems that make it all easier, from documentation to automation. At People Processes, we've helped hundreds of companies build exit processes that protect them before the claim ever shows up. Now, it's your turn. So, deep dive part 1, the 7 reasons someone may be disqualified. Number 1, they quit voluntarily without good cause. Most people who quit are not eligible for unemployment, but there are good cause exceptions. Those are unsafe conditions, harassment, military spouse relocation, or medical issues with proof. Okay? If you're an employee and you had to quit your job because of those, then you get unemployment. What to do? Keep emails, resignations, and exit notes. Make sure the reason is clear and the employees. Our clients automate this logging with People Processes so it's always timestamped and ready if needed, but in your business, just know you need to know the reason they're quitting. If they don't give you any reason, they don't qualify, and that's okay. And in most cases, quits aren't, but you especially need to keep an eye out for medical issues, because if they quit because they can't do it anymore, and you may not be a large business that has to provide them unemployment or unpaid leave, FMLA, all that kind of stuff, it's okay. Some people get too sick to do their job and they have to quit. Well, they still qualify for unemployment under that particular one, along with military spouse, relocation, harassment, and unsafe conditions. 2, the other most common is you fired them for misconduct. Not every firing counts. What does count? Violence, theft, harassment, drug violations, repeated policy breaches, well documented. What doesn't count? Mediocre performance, attitude problems, not a good fit. Misconduct determinations normally require an investigation and a conclusion. Poor performance is a completely legitimate reason to terminate someone. It's why you should terminate most people, but they will still likely qualify for unemployment because it's not misconduct, just poor performance. It couldn't work out. 3, another reason why you may a claim may be denied. You refused suitable work. If you offer someone a different job, another suitable position, and they say no without a valid reason, that's more like them quitting than you firing them, right? So you change some duties in their job and they're like, well, I'm going to quit over that. Well, they can. If it's similar pay, skills, and conditions, though, that's pretty much the definition of suitable work. And it's like, you're not going to get unemployment, then you're quitting. I'm giving you a job. So always send rehire offers or changes in job descriptions in writing. Include job title, pay, location, and start date. Ask for written acceptance or refusal. Having that on what they currently do versus what they do in the future will help you defend against those unemployment claims. An email response for them will normally do, but a signature is even better on the actual descriptions. Other reasons people don't qualify, they're not actively looking for work. Most states require people to be job hunting to receive benefits. Even if they're not applying for jobs or can't accept work because they're, if they're not applying for jobs or they can't accept work because they're back in school, caregiving, or on vacation, they might be temporarily ineligible. So that's, if you're asked for something as the employer, tell the truth. Don't guess, just share what you know. Even if you suspect something, if you don't have any reason, don't get into it, okay? But that is a reason why unemployment claims get denied. If they quit to go back to school and that's what they said, you know, That's a, they quit voluntarily to do the thing that you can't get unemployment while you do, right? You need to tell them that. Another common reason people don't get unemployment is severance, or wages in lieu of notice is what we call it. This is where a lot of companies trip up. If you paid severance, that start date will delay the benefits by that number of weeks. Same with payouts for unused PTO, depending on the state. So always keep record of how much you paid, how many weeks that covers of their regular salary, and include it in your unemployment response. This is really important because a lot of times, especially in the terminations that aren't particularly like misconduct driven, severance is a common strategy. Also in the terms of layoffs, which is the most common reason someone would get unemployment, if you pay it already in form of severance, you don't have to pay it again in the form of unemployment insurance. With people processes, that exit paperwork includes all those details automatically, so nothing slips through the cracks. If they're recovering from surgery, traveling abroad, or otherwise unavailable to work, they're not eligible, at least temporarily, in almost every state. That's number six. And again, as an employer, only share what you know, but if they disclosed it, note it. Don't speculate, but provide the response that's accurate. Finally, misrepresentation. If someone lies, if they say they were laid off when they quit, if they're hiding side gigs, that's fraud. If you have documentation that contradicts their claim, share it. It's not about being punitive. It's about ensuring the system stays fair. This is an insurance that costs every employer in your state a lot of money. It'll cost you more if you allow claims that are fraudulent. So, what do you do now? Here's your playbook for every exit. Document everything. Resignation emails, written warning, termination notes. Save it all. Clarify your severance. Put the payout and the period it covers in writing. Make sure your offers, whether it's a rehire or alternative job or original hire, are in writing so that you can document it and get a acknowledgement. The key, you have to respond to claims promptly. An employee, you fire them for misconduct. They go on the website and they file their claim and they say they were laid off because you didn't have enough business. You're going to get a letter in the mail or an electronic notification if you're set up, and you normally only have 2 weeks to respond. Okay? 10 business days. If you're late, it is approved by default. You're paying for it. And because you didn't reply, it means you have no contest. A lot of times, you don't. You laid them off, right? Or you terminated them because they just weren't getting along with everybody. And that's okay. You can do that. They'll get unemployment. You don't have to reply, and it'll get approved by default. But most of the time, you do have to reply to contest for any reason, and you often need to clarify how much money they made. Right? So there's the question of whether they qualify and then how much they would get. So that's another thing that you'll see is some people will claim a much higher pay than you paid them so that their unemployment is a lot higher. So you got to respond to those claims promptly within 10 business days. Of course, we take care of that for our clients. Automate your processes. Exit workflows should log those documents, alert payroll, and prep any sort of claim responses. Our clients, this is all inside people processes, and it never really scrambles when a claim hits. All right. Here's the truth. Unemployment claims don't have to be scary if you're prepared. They're relatively easy to deal with. You need to know how much the employee was paid, whether they quit for a qualified reason or were terminated for a qualified reason, or whether they're eligible. Basic responses are basically payroll information and whether you're contesting the claim, and if so, why, with your supporting information. With the right documentation and tools in place, you can handle these situations clearly, confidently, and compassionately. If you want a head start, we have a free unemployment documentation checklist. It's in the description below. Sign up. It's free. You get to download it. There's a huge library of other cool stuff in there. Everything you need to be able to be ready before a claim ever arrives. And if you're a US-based business with more than 10 employees, and if you're ready to take the stress out of termination, compliance, and unemployment responses, I have a free 30-minute consultation. You can also just ask me questions. I'm not going to sell you anything. I just want to hear from you, get to know you, answer any questions you have, research an item for you, and see if maybe one day we can work together. I'd love to help your organization or business thrive and scale on the people side. If you found this episode helpful, please don't forget to subscribe, share it with a fellow business leader, or leave us a review. Keep your processes smart, your people empowered. Until next time, go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.